Here at NAFB 2021 at the Bayer booth, and talking now with Matt Goddard from Bayer, talking XtendFlex. And Matt, let's just look back on the year 2021. How did XtendFlex perform overall?
So overall, XtendFlex performed really well. So we got a lot of information back. We're still waiting on some of the late harvest, but overall we're seeing strong yields, seeing good weed control performance, and I think overall it's represented really well.
Were there any concerns throughout the year with maybe like some of the drought conditions in Iowa that we saw or anything like that?
Certainly. It's always a concern when it hits in these areas. But, some of the challenges hit on weed control, on the actively growing weeds out in the marketplace. So it's something that's, you always want a healthy crop and actively growing weeds for weed control. So there were some challenges over in the Midwest from that standpoint, but also from a crop health standpoint. Just want them growing actively and getting the rainfall, and that creates its own challenges.
Sure, you bet. So what are you guys looking at ahead here for 2022? Of course, farmers are already gearing up for planting season.
For 2022, we're looking to revamp our pipeline. So we had our initial launch in 2021. So in 2022, we'll be bringing new varieties forward, hopefully, replacing some and giving more options in other places. So, but from our early maturity groups all the way to our late maturing soybeans, we'll have new offerings on the table.
Why should growers choose XtendFlex soybeans, Matt?
For the weed control benefits, the flexibility, having those three modes of action for dicamba, glyphosate, and glufosinate, and just for the yield potential. We've got some great performing products out there, and we're excited about our product offerings and what it can bring to the marketplace, and the flexibility it gives the grower.
Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thank you.